15 minutes, I guarantee you I will pay attention and be more involved. Guarantee it.
Am I to understand, Kyle, the first time we've been in the same room for months, you want to play video games during the podcast?
I'm telling you.
Rather than pay attention and just talk to me.
You're trying to make me feel bad and dumb about it, but it would be better if I did.
Fine. Let's set it up. Kyle's going to be playing NHL 15 while we do the podcast.
What are we talking about today?
Oh, what we're talking about is how you want to play
this.
Huh?
You have all the Supermans?
All the Supermans except for up to Man of Steel. That was like $5. Oh, yeah.
Did you like the original one?
Yeah, I really did. It's a good movie. And I was going to watch 2 after you leave and after the other podcast is over.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to break him. So
I'll just put it on top and then deal with it. I also got...
I saw that. The Karate Kids. I've seen it before. I've also seen the Hilary Swank version, have you?
Yes, I've seen the Hilary Swank version the most, which is embarrassing. I think I've seen the Hilary Swank version.
I mean, slow your roll, it's not like they're that great of movies.
They may not be that great, but it's still pretty embarrassing to not have seen any.
I haven't seen the Jane Smith one.
Yeah.
But I have seen the Ralph Macchio ones. They're pretty dumb.
I mean, now's as good a time as any. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Asher Brothers Podcast. I'm Kirk Asher.
I'm Kyle.
And what's very strange is that we are in the same building today.
It's not that strange.
Well, considering every one of our other shows as of late have been in...
Yeah, but if you consider that for 70% of our lives so far, we've been in the same building constantly... It's really not that strange that we're in the same building. You know what I mean?
But you would agree we went to a different phase of our show's existence.
It's stranger that we're not in the same building. That would be stranger if you think about it. You know what I mean?
No, it wouldn't. It's strange now that we're in the same building.
No, because 70% of our lives, Kirk, we've been in the same building. We lived in the same house. Blah, 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 blah. So, really what is strange is that we're apart. You think of it in a macro level.
Yeah, but on the show, we had a show where we explained that you would be in New York, and we didn't know what the show would be, and now, due to some lovely circumstances, you went to Radek's bachelor party.
Uh-huh.
Congratulations, Radek.
Yeah.
Who's not listening, I'm sure. Because of that, you're actually in town, and we're recording something in the same room, which is, strange. That's strange. That's a strange thing.
But for not that long, because I have to leave in, like, 2.5-3 hours.
Yep, and, Kyle has decided to use that time to play NHL and talk to me.
Yeah,
so...
And so far, it's going great, I would say.
The game hasn't started.
Yeah, but it's the most annoying part of the game. It's the setup. That's the stuff that gets in the way when you're not paying attention. So, but I've been paying attention this whole time, so I think I've been doing a pretty good job.
All right.
But anyway, so what do you want to talk about?
You're the one that brought up a specific topic in the beginning, and we could talk about that first, because it's kind of funny.
Okay, well, what are your feelings on bro codes?
Now, to fill everybody in, on the Lakers, I don't know the names, though. That's the only problem.
D'Angelo Russell.
Who is a new player, correct?
Yeah, he's a rookie.
He's a rookie on the team.
Yeah, and he's considered... He's pretty good. He's probably going to be a pretty good pro, but he's still young and he's kind of immature. He's only 19. He's just turned 20. Anyways, it's him and it's Nick Young, Swaggy P.
Swag Peaster.
Sorry, are we boring you?
No.
You yawning?
Sorry. I woke up early. Dude, I'm waking up early. I've moved and my job is far away. Sleep has changed. If I could calm down.
That's weird.
So, I guess this Swag P is engaged, right?
To Iggy Azalea.
To Iggy Azalea? I thought he was engaged to some other woman.
No, Swaggy P is engaged to Iggy. The premier woman rapper, Iggy Azalea.
Is she the premier woman rapper?
No, I'm being facetious. Is that the word? Facetious?
That is a word.
you are an asshole.
So I guess this young character. No, that's Swaggy P.
Yeah.
Russell character overheard.
No. He filmed Swaggy P.
It was a film. I thought it was a recording.
Yeah, but it was a video recording.
Oh, shit. Okay.
It was a video recording, and he was asking Swaggy... Well, he's... I've heard it once.
Uh-huh.
I never saw the video. I heard it on the radio. Uh-huh. And what D'Angelo Russell supposedly does is he, like, has his camera on him. And Nick Young is basically talking about pussy that he's destroyed while they're out on the road. And they start talking about him, these girls and that and this girl. And then D'Angelo Russell's like, how old were you when you were with that girl? If she's that old, blah, blah, all this stuff. And then at the end he goes, thanks for saying it to my phone. And then it goes black. Well, that got out.
Okay.
And Nick Young is engaged. And then it comes to find out, like, he only recorded this, like... 2 months ago. So basically it was Nick Young saying,
I cheat on Iggy Azalea.
Yeah. And so everyone, rightfully so, is pissed off that D'Angelo Russell broke bro code.
I mean, rightfully so is kind of horribly used because we are in an election year. We're also dealing with one of the worst economic situations this country's been in. And, you know, there's...
Well, it's gotten better.
There's countless natural disasters and people in pain and suffering, but I gotta tell you, I really need to weigh in on bro code possibly being broken in the Lakers locker room. Yeah, I had heard about this, and this is how I found out about this story. At work, I won't say who, but they mentioned this, and they said, wow, that's really messed up, huh? Like, bros don't do that. Bros don't message their bros engagements to say, hey, they're cheating on you. That's not what bros do. And I think I responded with, yeah, but men don't cheat on their fiancés and then brag about it. And they said, no, what's uncool is that he, what's uncool is that he broke the code. And I was like, no, what's uncool is that he's an asshole.
Yeah, like, I don't understand what code you're talking... Like, I thought we were supposed to live by the code of not treating people like garbage. You know what I mean? And so I don't understand... Maybe I don't get it, but... I don't know.
The only thing about that story that confused me was... Or the only part of that story that made me say, shame on you, Russell, was... Apparently he tweeted it at her?
No.
Or he direct messaged it?
No. No one knows how it got out. He doesn't know how it got out. He's been kind of a man about it. Like, a lot of people are giving him shit. One game, the crowd booed him. Like, they booed him the whole first quarter. And then they stopped because he was playing really good and he's a good basketball player.
Well, Kyle, Lakers fans don't really make any sense.
So, but what happened was, is he came out and said, he's like, I'm not going to say I got hacked. He goes, I'm not going to say that. And I think he's owning up to it. I think he's... Someone on the radio said, which was, he's a former football player, he said, it sounds like he's protecting someone really close to him. Because he's saying, I'm not going to say I got hacked. I'm not going to say that it wasn't my fault, but I'm also not going to say I did it. But I'm really sorry that the whole situation ended up like this, and it's my fault. So he's taking, like, all of the blame.
Is this Russell dude married?
No.
Huh.
Someone thinks it, because they think it's a Snapchat, they think it's a Snap because they're each 15 seconds long, and so what they think
then
happened
is... it's definitely a Snapchat.
So what they think it is that maybe he snapped it and it saved to his phone, and he never did anything with it, and someone who he knows maybe got his phone, fucked with him, and took it, and then put it out there. So there's that, but the other thing also is Ron Artest just gave an interview... A couple days ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. You mean Metta World Peace?
That's right. No, he changed his name legally. That's his name.
I just love Metta World Peace. I love that name.
He came out not too long ago. He came last week and did an interview and was talking about the whole situation. And he basically said, yeah, we got, D'Angelo got caught up in a game we were all playing. Like, we were doing this, like, social media thing where we would take videos of each player doing something kind of ridiculous. Or saying this or saying that, and then we would send it to each other, or we would send it to people that we knew personally. And it was nothing malicious, it was just pranking. That's all it was. We were just being goofballs. But I think he recorded the wrong thing thinking it was funny. And it ended up not being funny, and then, unfortunately, it got out. Which is weird that Ron Artest, or Meta World Peace, is the voice of, like, reason. Because he's basically trying to say, like... Because everyone's all pissed off and is like, oh, you can't trust this guy ever again. It's like, why not? Like, why can't you trust him on a basketball court? Like, if you can see that this kid is, like, the best player, one of the best young players in the game, but he's an asshole, quote-unquote asshole, on the... Is it the game? We can turn it off.
I think it's the game making a ringing.
He goes, but he's an asshole outside of the court.
But it also might be my computer.
He goes, who cares? So, I mean, I understand it, and I get it.
But you don't get it?
No, like, I understand that here's the thing. I understand that you shouldn't... Like, if Nick Young's cheating, you shouldn't make it public. You should go to him man-to-man and say, hey, either tell her what you're doing and break up with her, or stop doing what you're doing and stay with her. You know what I mean? But don't put him on blast in the media. But I don't think he meant to do that. So I think he's getting this unnecessary, like, bro code violation bullshit because people are too dumb to look at the whole situation. You know what I mean? And then, like, Nick... And they're obviously not mad that Nick Young's cheating on Iggy Azalea because Kobe did it to his wife and no one gave a fuck.
No, never gave a fuck.
And so...
Yeah, did you see her lovely fur coat and all of her jewelry at his last game?
Have you heard the Bill Burr comedy bit about Gold Digging Whores?
No. Wait, which special... Do you know which
special? It's one of his newer specials on Netflix. He has a whole thing about Gold Digging Whores... And Kobe's wife gets all that money. Never made one layup.
I think I have heard it then.
It's pretty funny. And he talks about how, like, yeah, he goes, we just got an epidemic of gold digging whores out there. Like, yeah, Kobe.
GDWs.
Like, Tiger Woods' wife put in, like, 4 years of work, not doing anything, then took that man's money.
Yeah, it's, that's, I had heard about this story and I just... It came out that I was just not on the same side as everybody else. But no, that's the problem with sports fans. And, you know, I don't want this to sound how it's going to sound. But they're dumb. Dad even said himself, Kobe Bryant was not good in his last couple seasons. Yet everybody will shout, Kobe and MVP and Mamba as they lose another game by 20 points. So... They see it as, oh, Swaggy P, he's super cool because his name is fucked up and his hair is ridiculous and he's gonna marry a goddamn musical artist.
And they're not good.
And
he's
they're
not a good player.
So everybody is, they're just dumb. It's the same people that are upset with players that go to Boston just because they go to Boston.
Do you know that there was a hat for sale the last game, Kobe Bryant's last game, there was a hat for sale. Limited edition. There were only like 200 of them. 2,000 maybe. It cost $38,000 for a hat made out of like Mamba skin. And it had like pure gold on it. And like pure gold 24 like studs. And they sold all but two of them.
Stupid. That's stupid.
Corey, that's a car.
Yeah, I'm very aware of the things we could buy
that's
instead of that stupid hat.
That's someone's yearly salary. $40,000.
Yeah, that could turn...
But we can't raise the minimum wage to $12, let alone $15.
No, Kyle. Well, here's the thing. You brought it up, and every time it gets brought up with our dad, he says the same thing. He says, from an economic standpoint, raising the minimum wage won't do anything. It'll just raise the prices of everything. And it'll downsize jobs. And I said, yes, that is true, but that will highlight the bigger point. And the bigger point that we'll make with this change is once those prices, or once those rates go into effect, and we see just what horrible things CEOs and management will do to their workers to keep their obscene profits, then public relations will turn on them even more than it is now. Because what basically will happen is...
Oh, it's too late for that, because we rely too much on those corporations to lose them. So
I think we'll learn a much more valuable lesson when we see just what they'll do to still pay people the new minimum wage but keep their profits. Where they'll just lay off a bunch of people and they'll raise the prices of everything just so that they can buy another yacht for their mistress. So it's kind of just, it's just a slow game to maybe getting enough people to go.
The United States has to find something that is going to progress them, because it's not manufacturing anymore. Because manufacturing, they've given up on the people. So what they need to do is, like, a lot of people thought it was going to be this technology boom, but no offense, and I'm saying this politely as I can, not everyone wants to be a nerd, you know? Like, not everyone is, like, super into computers. Like, it was easier back then for people to be like, okay, I can go to a factory and do this. It's not hard to do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, computers take time. So, like, the technology thing is great and people are booming, but it's only for a small sector. Whereas manufacturing blew up the whole country. So we need to find something like that, because otherwise we're in trouble. We're going to be in trouble for a long time. Because, you know, getting an education doesn't even matter anymore. Because there's no jobs. There's, like, no educational jobs anymore.
No.
People are running out that they can't afford to hire teachers. Like, colleges can't afford to fucking stay afloat. Like, UCLA gets their budget cut from California. They're having a hard time. It's hard to stay afloat as a college, and it's crazy.
Yeah. And it's true. We're in a... That's why everyone's got to feel the burn, even though we're voting for them, but nothing's happening! Isn't that great? Isn't it great, America, to know your vote doesn't matter? That's the best part of this whole process, is we're getting actual proof that it does not matter. It does not matter that we vote for him.
If he wins New York, though, it'll be big. If he wins New York and wins California, it's going to put a scare into her, because he can do some damage. He's not that far behind.
But the problem is, she has the super Dells.
I know, but the two of the biggest states coming up, and if he wins and he gets a good amount, he can still put a big hurt in her. As long as he keeps winning and keeps taking regular delegates away, I think he has a chance of beating her. I think that's why, like, they're not really worried about it. Like, I feel like when Bernie talks about the campaign and he talks about, like, running behind, he's never worried about it. You never hear coming from the Bernie campaign them panicking over not getting superdelegates. You hear them saying it. You hear them say this, just like the Republicans are now. It doesn't make any sense. It should be Bernie wins the state. This is how many delegates he gets. This is how many delegates Clinton gets based off of the percentage. We move on to the next state. Why are there superdelegates?
Mm-hmm.
Just people are people.
Well, did you see that article where somebody, I think it was in the state of Wisconsin. I want to say it was Wisconsin. But there was some state where a guy emailed a superdelegate, because her email address is public, and said, hey, I want to address something with you as a superdelegate that technically represents my state and my district. And she goes, okay, what's your problem? He's like, I want to point out that in our district, we voted for Bernie Sanders 70% over 30, yet you put your superdelegate vote for Hillary Clinton. And she said, well, I don't really have to explain why I voted for Hillary. It's just what I feel in my gut. And he's like, with all due respect, don't you represent my district?
Yeah.
Don't you represent our interests? And therefore, didn't you do the exact opposite by voting for Hillary? And then she basically turned into a huge... And you know what? I'm going to say it. She turned into a huge cunt on this guy out of nowhere, because he was basically like, don't bullshit me here. Yeah. Just tell me... Just say in this email, I did it because Hillary is who we want. We don't care about your votes.
Yeah. And fucking And the head of the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz or whatever, she's a fucking idiot. And she's not, like, they're purposefully trying to have Sanders not win.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're gonna put Hillary in no matter what. But they're losing. You know what I mean? And I guarantee you she's freaking out because the same shit happened when Obama ran. She won a couple states in the beginning, like she did. She had the momentum. And all of a sudden, Obama just started coming out of nowhere and just started picking off states. And so I think she's panicking. That's why she started talking so much shit about him. What are you going to say about the guy?
Well, that's the one problem with Bernie. You know what I mean? And, like, I've never... Like, I've been able to vote since... When did I turn 18? 2007? Yeah, I've been able to vote 2007. I never felt the need to because I've been in California where it's strictly Democrat. So there's really no point. I've never taken an interest.
When you should vote in California is during the...
Primaries.
During the... Yeah, the ones that are for, like, the Senate and the Congress. Because...
Those people.
We predominantly always pick a Democratic federal government, but then California always picks a fucking... conservative state government. And that's what kind of fucks us. That's why you can't get pot passed. That's why we still have all the prison bullshit. So, we gotta start voting and getting the biggest state to be blue, not red.
And it's, with all this Bernie Sanders stuff, the only reason I came to his side and became that annoying person on your Facebook, you're welcome, everybody, is when they, like, I saw a video, it was a very specific video, where it showed Bernie Sanders essentially giving the same speech since the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept saying, this is going to happen if you don't stop this. This is going to happen if you don't stop this. This is currently happening because you didn't stop this. We can change it if we do this. And nobody listened to him. And then he's given that same speech as he's running for president. And every one of these debates and every one of these times that someone actually covers him, because the media doesn't want to cover him.
Well, because he's boring. What are they going to cover? He doesn't talk shit. When people talk shit on him and they bring and people ask him questions about it, he goes, I don't want to talk about that. Like, if you want to talk, if we want to talk about why Trump called me an idiot, it's because of my foreign policy. Let's talk about my foreign policy, but I don't want to talk about him, like, talking shit. And so they don't want to cover that. But also, like you said, like, CNN and shit,
they're
major backers of fucking Hillary, so they push Hillary. But CNN started getting shit for that. People protesting at CNN.
Considering some guy posted
it. So then guess what happened? It was so funny. That happened, and then, like, the next morning, or the morning after, the morning Joe show on CNN, they started talking about how it was unfair with the superdelegate thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Bernie Sanders should be doing better. And it's like, oh, now.
Now you give it shit.
Yeah, well, now Bernie Sanders matters.
And then after the debate, the first one, where they had that other guy that bowed out already.
Kasich?
Kasich
or whatever. They thought he could make some noise, and I was like, who the fuck is this guy?
Apparently that's the guy that the dude in The Wire is based on. What's it, the guy in The Wire... who's in Game of Thrones, who plays Littlefinger. Carcetti, is it?
Really?
Apparently that guy is based off of that dude, because he used to be the mayor of Baltimore.
Really?
Yeah. And I think the guy who created The Wire, like, posted a tweet. He's like, yeah, this is the dude I based Carcetti on in The Wire. Just have that influence your voting decisions. I think that's true. I would have to double check, but I think I remember it. But after that debate...
I have to watch season... 5 of The Wire again. I don't remember if Carcetti was a bad mayor or not.
It was just ineffective. I think it was a mayor that had a lot of fire, and then he got in there and realized, oh, this is just a shitty back-and-forth game of assholes who have money and don't, and just dig each other around. The point I was making was the CNN website posted an article every hour after that debate talking about how Bernie Sanders lost.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody on the internet started bringing all of those together and posting pictures and saying, why do you have to convince everybody on your website that Bernie Sanders lost?
No. So, and he's not losing. Because his polls keep getting better. So that means you're wrong.
Also, why is he the only candidate that when they poll people about honesty, he's the only one that scores above all of them?
Yeah, and that's still not a... It's still not a priority.
No, that doesn't matter that he's honest.
Yeah, because some people still believe... Like, some people would rather believe in Trump thinking that he can get shit done. Like, that's... Like, you know what I mean? They think he's gonna actually do stuff.
No, yeah.
They think, like, oh yeah, he's going to be able to go in there and get it done. It's like, no, he's not.
It's going to be just like The Apprentice. He's going to sit down at that desk and he's going to delegate. It's like, yeah, he was dealing with fuck faces on The Apprentice. He wasn't dealing with actual problems.
This is what happens. Going to happen. This is what will happen if Bernie Sanders wins. If Bernie Sanders wins in the next general election, it's going to be all conservatives. Just like they did with Obama. And anything he tries to pass, they're going to deny. So he won't... And no offense, I don't think he's going to be able to just pass all of these taxes that he wants to pass.
No.
I don't think that's going to happen. Which I'm fine with. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not running... Like, I'm not going to vote for him because I think he's going to turn us into a socialist country. I'm going to vote for him because he's going to instill socialist values that I hope down the line...
Mm-hmm.
Like, the kids that are behind us recognize and want those things put into place. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And support us more, like, as I get older.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's going to, like, I don't think we're going to have free college. You know? I don't think I'm miraculously going to get my loans forgiven. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that's going to happen. But I'm voting for him because he's, like, the most non-government person. So
it's the reason he's got my vote is he's the only person that when he's talking I actually believe what he's saying.
Yeah, that too.
Like, that's the only time I've ever felt that way.
Yeah.
And every single one of these debates, like, it's just shit slinging. Could be the Democratic, could be the Republican debate. It's just, yeah, well, here's me not answering that question.
Mm-hmm.
And here's me explaining why his answer is wrong.
You know, Trump was that the conference, the super big, I was going to say the super big Jew conference, but it's like the National Israeli Conference or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All of the candidates speak there because we have to tell Israel how much we love them because Jesus is coming back, supposedly, in fucking Jerusalem. And so they were asked, he was asked a question about the West Bank. And he looked to his lawyer and was like, oh, why don't you answer it? And then answer it instead. So.
Real good. Real solid.
I think he's... Okay, here's the thing. I think he's way far ahead. But I think he's slowly losing steam. You don't hear about him as much anymore. He's not saying as crazy shit anymore. But he's doing dumber things that people are just like, what a fucking idiot. Let's move and move on from him. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what happens.
The, what I think should happen, and this is something I've noticed, because I've been listening to a lot of podcasts,
mm-hmm.
as I make them, apatheticgentleman.com, as well as NYPD Blue Balls, there are a lot of female comedians that I've listened to that said, yeah, I want to vote for Hillary, because how cool would it be to have a woman president? Which I think is why that Sarah Silverman video was so important. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Where she basically is like, yeah, I'm a feminist. I'm all for women. However, there's a dude that actually speaks to women's rights. And has from the beginning. And he hasn't flip-flopped on anything. And he hasn't given money or attempted to vote for things that actually...
It was like, what, that was the same thing with that, I think it's either America Ferrara... I get them both confused. I feel like a racist asshole. It's America Ferrara or Gina Rodriguez from Jane the Virgin.
Same person.
Yeah, well...
It's Gina Rodriguez, because American Ferrara, isn't she Ugly Betty?
Yeah, but she's also in that new TV show that I keep telling you to watch about the Superstore Isles or something. I forgot what it was called.
Superstore?
I think that's what it was called. Superstore. By the creators of The Office. It's basically The Office in a Walmart.
Uh-huh.
With, like, white trash people mixed with, like...
But yeah, that's... I think that's America...
That's America Ferrara. Anyways. Yeah. One of them said, like...
Oh, are you talking about Quantico? Racist.
One of them said... like, someone was talking to them about, like, oh, same thing, like, oh, aren't you excited to know, you know, vote for Hillary because you're a woman and you know you're going to stand by her? And she's like, I'm not here to tell you guys who I'm voting for, but just because she's a woman doesn't mean I'm going to vote for her. And for you to think that is kind of sexist. Like, oh, I'm only going to vote for her because she's a woman. Because we both have vaginas, I'm going to vote for her. And I think a lot of women are noticing. It's hard, though. It's hard. I don't blame women who want to vote for Hillary. Because at the same time, they want a role model. It's, like, always been white men. So I get why they don't.
Yeah.
I get why some say it like that. And I told him the same reason why some black, a lot of black people are like, I'm voting for Obama because he's black. I don't think anyone should have ever been looked down upon for saying that. Because I totally get that. I totally get that they wanted someone that looked like them, talked like them, had the same mannerisms, be someone important. You know what I mean? So I don't get mad at that. And it doesn't bother me, I think, as much as it bothers you. But
Because I tried to have empathy, and I tried to relate to that idea.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as a white male, as the one who enjoys the most in white privilege, the thing that struck me is they said, right now we live in a world where kids that are born now, they live in a world where there's been a black president.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have a moment where kids now know that there's a woman president. And I agree with that. And I am totally down for that happening. Completely.
I'm 100%.
However, when you have a candidate who you have all these examples of her doing the exact opposite of what she said, and she's up against another candidate who has nothing but a track record of honesty and wanting the same things and voting the same way, and even when, like, on The View, the bitches on The View basically were like, well, you voted for this one thing, and he's like, yeah, there were stipulations in that bill. You should read it sometime.
Hillary tried to get him on that in the debate. Like, you voted for this bill that everyone's giving me shit about. Why'd you vote for it? And he's like, well, because there was this other thing tied into it that was more important than that.
Yeah.
Because that's how they do it in Congress. If you want one thing, you gotta give up another thing. It's never just, this is the best. Mm-hmm. You know? And it's like, yeah. But, like, I don't know. I think she's the wrong woman.
Yeah, it's just the wrong woman at the wrong time. I think it
should be Elizabeth Warren.
I don't know who Elizabeth Warren is.
Well, Elizabeth Warren is the hero of women in politics, I feel like. I feel like she, like, Hillary's great. She has a lot of accomplishments. No offense. Would she have gotten all those accomplishments if Bill hadn't become president first? And we'll never know. That's kind of a sexist thing to say.
Mm.
But, you know, like, she wasn't tearing it up. I hadn't heard much about her before Bill Clinton. So, I don't know. Maybe that's just me. But Elizabeth Warren, like, used to be a school teacher.
Yeah.
And then became a senator or a congresswoman. And is, like, working her ass off and doing the right thing, fighting for people and all this stuff. And I think people should look up to her more than Hillary. That's just my personal opinion.
And they talk about, oh, it'll be so historic, first woman president. It's like, what's more historic than a Jewish president who basically is like, doesn't he just said that he's an atheist?
No, I don't know. I don't think he said he's an atheist. I think he says that his faith is very personal to him and that his faith is not, like, what's important. That he believes in what he, like, basically wants to believe in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he basically said, like, it doesn't matter what I believe in. It's like the same joke over and over. He always says, like, that doesn't matter. What matters are the issues. And that's kind of like how he did with his faith. It's like, but I think he's an atheist. I don't think he...
Well, I think some most of them are. They just lie so that they get those points. They get those...
No. I honestly think that they think they're religious. Like, I honestly think that politicians who get up every day and fuck over Americans, millions and millions of Americans every day, think that they're religious.
Because it makes them feel better.
They go to church on Sunday. They pray every morning. They pray over, they thank Jesus at their dinners.
They pray over their monogrammed guns.
Yeah, they pray before they go on trips, before they take flights, before they vote on bills, because they want God to talk to them. But then when they're actually really doing more harm than good, you know what I mean? So they think that they're religious, but really they're just assholes using religion to mask that they're fucked up. But
We've done a full discussion on politics, which I'm sure is very riveting to all of our four listeners. But the one thing I will say that Bernie Sanders did that made me respect him is there was a guy who was a former student at Liberty College, which is the Jerry Falwell scary Nazi Christ camp.
Which for some reason is the place to go and announce you're going to run for president. That's where Trump was, I think, when he said it, and Ted Cruz.
And Bernie went there, and everybody thought, oh, he's like, what is he going to talk about? But all he did was, like, according to this guy, I'm going to paraphrase, and I read it very fast because it was at work. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he went up there and just got out a flamethrower and was like, based on what you believe in the Bible, all of your politics are wrong, and just, like, annihilated all of them. Like, how do you care about the poor? How do you care about the sick? How do you care about the needy when you do this, this, and this? You can't claim to believe in this book if you don't believe in its practice. And, like, just fucking thrash the shit out of them. And then bailed. And that guy said, yeah, it's in the rules of Liberty College. If you express any support for a Democratic candidate, you get expelled.
Oh, I believe that.
So I am telling you this now as a... He's like a doctorate in, like, biblical studies and something else. And he goes, yeah, Bernie Sanders is right. That's why, that's why I'm voting for him. That's why we all should vote for him. So it's... I don't know. He's a cool dude, and I don't understand why everybody's on his dick about being honest and being and saying, hey, guess what? It's not working. Let's try something different.
Well, look what happened when he got in some trouble for hacking Hillary. I forgot for what I was trying to think about. But, like, trying to get some numbers or statistics, and so there was supposedly he was, like, trying to, like, look at some... like, so something weird. So the very next debate... he apologized first thing, said, I'm really sorry, that is disrespectful to the former Secretary of State and Miss Clinton. It shouldn't have happened. We don't run a campaign like that. And then everyone was like, oh, this is going to be the end of him. Like, his honesty's gone. And no, it's not, because he came up and owned it and said, this was an accident, we'll never do it again, and nothing else has happened. So, you know, like, it's when you lie about it all the time that I think people now are like, oh, well. You know, like, whether or not Benghazi was a big deal or not, the fact that Hillary keeps lying and lying and lying and lying about things is what makes people go, like, fuck you, talk about it, I think, personally. So, especially now, people have died.
And there's a big budget Michael Bay movie. That makes people care.
Yeah.
I was really worried about meteorites after watching Armageddon. And drilling.
I was pro-drilling after Armageddon.
Only on asteroids, though. If
I was like, the coast, fuck it. Just drill it.
So, just to get it a little more lighthearted, on my other show...
Mm-hmm. We got about 8 minutes, and then I have to use the restroom.
It's shocking how down to the minute you have these warnings.
I'm just letting you know.
We're going through the Harry Potter series with Ben's wife.
Okay.
And I'm not reading them because I cannot read them fast enough to get through all of them.
You can bring them pretty fast. I read the first book in like a week and a half.
Well, the first book, yeah, and the second book probably, third book probably.
Well, they go, but the thing is they're quick reads because they're not like child in the sense where it's like kids, but it's easy, but they're really, and you keep wanting to read them. They go quick. Just saying. I'm just saying. That's all.
And I rewatched The Chamber of Secrets, which objectively is not a good movie.
It's all right,
but
it's not bad.
I will say the actors in it, the adult actors, like, killed that in that movie. Because you had what's that guy's name who's in Wild Wild West? He wasn't good in Wild Wild West.
Kenneth Branagh.
Kenneth Branagh
kills
it.
Yeah, Kenneth Branagh kills it, man.
The guy that plays Ronald Weasley's dad, Arthur Weasley.
Yeah,
British guy. He's been in a bunch of stuff. He kills it. You got Alan Rickman. You got
Draco Malfoy's dad kills it. He's in it. That's the first time you meet him.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they're buying their books, he talks to Harry. Yeah.
Look, I mean, I'm about to talk about this in just a few hours after you get on the plane. How fucking evil is the Malfoys? Like, they're not... It's not like, oh, something's weird about the Malfoys. But they're just clearly evil.
You've seen all of these, right?
Yeah.
But they're not.
But they are.
But they're not. They're pussy evil. They're not full-fledged. We're all about the dark side.
But we're all about evil pussy.
They're like we're all about the dark side until shit gets too real,
and then they're done.
And then I'm gonna take my son and my wife and run away like a baby. But when we're on the up and up and shit's going great, I'm the first one in line. But then after that, I'm not. But no, they're pretty good. Yeah, they're fun. I think that in the first, like, 2 or 3 years, the adults had to carry it.
Because the kids are not actors, really.
Right? Yeah, but then I think from year 4 to, I think the rest, after that, the kids carry it, and they do just fine.
The only problem I have with 4 is everybody's got shag haircuts.
Yeah, that is
what
weird.
What the fuck happened to the hairdresser?
Really weird. That is really weird.
What? Every single male character has, like, a shag going on in that, except for Neville, I think. I think Neville's rocking his gross look.
When do they change Dumbledore's?
3rd. He's only in the first 2.
He was my favorite Dumbledore.
First Dumbledore?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a long-ranging debate on our show because I said, first Dumbledore's pretty sweet. The second Dumbledore's kind of a cock, and everybody disagreed with me. And they said, the second Dumbledore is more like Book Dumbledore. And I was like, well, then Book Dumbledore is a piece of shit. If I remember correctly. I don't remember. I can't remember what I said on that first episode. I record way too much. But I think... I just remember we had a big debate about the first Dumbledore.
First Dumbledore is cool. I just like the actor and the way he portrayed. Like,
he's more like a grandfather.
Yeah. But
The next one seems like just like a dick to me.
He's all right.
He's the one that gets shit done, but he's kind of a dick.
Yeah. He's a lot more spry. In the movies, in the first 2 episodes, Dumbledore's really not moving quickly.
He doesn't do shit.
And then in the second ones, you'll see like Dumbledore like prancing down a hallway and shit, and it's like, what the fuck's going on? But, yeah.
Have you seen Batman vs. Superman yet? No?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
After watching the 1966 Batman movie with Adam West, and then watching Superman the movie with Christopher Reeve, they did a pretty shitty job with this Batman-Superman movie. Because those movies were, like, comically weird, but they were still way more fun to watch than Batman vs. Superman.
I want to see it. I just don't know when. Because, like, it's coming up to, like, the last 3 weeks of school, so it's going to be really busy.
Brew.
But I want to see it.
It's
going to
be in theaters.
But I want to see it. But Maria has no interest in seeing it, which I'd totally fine. Like, we did the same thing with another movie. Oh, no. She's going to see this girl in concert she really likes. This girl, Haley Reinhart. I don't know if you've ever heard of her.
Yeah.
Well, she was on American Idol, but she started doing all of these YouTube videos where she sings contemporary songs, but with like a swing jazz band.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a really good voice. And so she sings Creep and stuff like that. And it's really good. She has a really good voice. Not like I don't want to go see an hour and a half of her. So Maria asked me if I wanted to go. I was like, no. So she's going by herself. And we do that all the time. Like I went to Kendrick Lamar show by myself because she couldn't go. So I'm probably just going to... I saw Deadpool by myself because she was like, I don't give a fuck about Deadpool.
That was a good movie.
I was like, if I see Deadpool, she's like, what the fuck is Deadpool? So...
And you would agree it's fairly romantic?
Its own way, yeah. It was a good movie. The thing is like...
It wasn't the greatest. It was a good
movie. I wouldn't have seen it if I didn't hear from you and a couple other people about how funny it was.
It was funny.
Because that's all I kept hearing about it was how, like, they wanted to keep it funny. They wanted to keep it to, like, the core of Deadpool, which I thought was cool. And then I was like, so, and then when you say, like, yeah, it's pretty funny, and then I started reading that, like, yeah, there's a lot of funny parts, and it's really innovative. I was like, okay, I gotta check it out. And it was super innovative, and it was different, but I would have never saw it.
Yeah, otherwise.
In theaters. I would have waited till it was on Netflix.
And I would say, if you want to save some aggravation, wait until Batman Superman's on Blu-ray. It'll be rated R.
Well, I'm not going to buy it. I'll just stream it somewhere.
Yeah, but it'll be rated R. It'll be the full movie. Because apparently, once Deadpool made that much money, they announced Zack Snyder's director's version is 30 minutes longer and rated R to get people more excited. And
I heard they had, like, a internal debate on whether or not to make Superman R, and just because Deadpool did so well as an R.
Yeah.
But then they scrapped it, said, no, we're going to make it PG-13, and then immediately said, but we have all this extra footage.
That will be rated R.
Yeah.
And I'll say it again, and I said it on our show, the Batman stuff's really cool. And the more I think about it, I'm more excited for Ben Affleck as Batman in his own Batman movie. And I'm way more excited about the fact we're going to get Aquaman, and we're going to get a Wonder Woman movie that looks pretty cool.
But they got to make sure... I think we had this debate over the weekend, And Cahan brought up a pretty good point. He goes, like, Zack Snyder is obviously can direct.
Yeah.
Obviously he can do that. But the thing that he doesn't do well with Superman is he doesn't get the core values of Superman.
He doesn't at all.
And he goes, that's why he can't be the director.
I didn't understand why Superman fans were upset with Man of Steel in this until I watched Superman the movie. And you could make a modern version of Superman the movie, because Clark Kent is like Clark Kent in that movie. He's a Gus, yeah. And that helps you separate Superman and Clark Kent in Batman vs Superman and in Man of Steel. It's just literally Superman with glasses on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same personality, the same voice. Christopher Reeve actually made the effort to like be a different nerdy person.
Guy, even though he was a big. Burly man, and he was still like,
and he would hide it. He would hide it in suits, and then he would like be kind of like,
yeah.
He'd be self conscious, and then when he would save people,
you got 2 minutes, bro.
When he would save people, it would be more honest.
Yeah,
like in the old movies, it's very much like I work with the police. I'm all about helping people. Nobody has any qualms or debate about my intention. And then in these new movies, it's like, man. This Superman character is a real threat. Let's everybody hate him and get on his dick about every decision he makes.
Uh-huh.
Which really brings it down.
We'll see.
I'm more excited for the other stuff. I think it's going to be pretty cool.
I don't know, man. Ben Affleck's getting his own Batman. They wrote it
I
off.
I think he's going to get two. They already have a script, I guess, for the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. I think it's going to be good.
I do, too.
I like what they did with it.
I do, too. I just kind of hope they keep in that. I mean, it doesn't have to be the same. I just, in the genre and the realm of how they did with Christopher Nolan, I think as long as they keep it around there, for me, I'll enjoy it. So.
It's hard to be a Nolan fan of the superhero stuff now, because that's not going to make your Marvel money.
Yeah.
No. Unless you just have Chris Nolan do it. Yeah. But Chris Nolan only, and we saw with that last Batman movie, Chris Nolan only makes a good Chris Nolan movie when he wants to do it.
Yeah.
They kind of forced him to make that third one.
And it was good, but yeah, you could tell he, yeah.
Good.
It was alright.
Good.
It was alright.
It had very simple story problems. Anyway.
I gotta go.
Thank you for listening. Go to AsherBrothersPodcast.com for our other show, NYPD Blue Balls. Kyle's applauding himself for being here in the room.
Us for being here.
And I am at Kirk Has Glasses on Twitter and other various outlets. And have a
you
good one.
You can tweet me at DeAngeloRussell.com.
At DeAngeloRussell.
And talk about bro code.
Yeah, talk about bro code, because that's what's more important right now.
And if anyone sees a list of these codes, can I get a copy?
Oh, no, it's from How Did This Get Made? How I Met Your Mother. They actually made a book called The Bro Code.
That's right. This is a joke.
But, yeah, it's stupid.
It's funny how the bro code came from a gay man.
Yeah. Later, everybody. Thanks once again for listening to the Asher Brothers podcast. What I'm about to play you now is actually a little bit of audio that was taken from the NYPD Blue Balls episode, Oscar Mayer Wiener. So what we talked about really didn't apply to the episode of NYPD Blue Balls, so I figured I could just add it to the end of this Asher Brothers podcast, so make it a little longer. So, enjoy. The scene's there, like, the scene opens, a ton of black people eating barbecue, and then Sipowicz is eating across from Fancy. And Sipowicz,
some of them are looking at him.
Well, yeah, just because it's kind of a weird duo.
Yeah.
A pretty tall, like, well-put-together black man. And then Sipowicz, who's basically like a hedgehog.
What does Danny DeVito call himself in It's Always Sunny?
Well, he calls himself Mantis.
The Warthog.
The Warthog.
He's the Warthog. The Warthog is back in business.
Frank Grillo's back in business.
Wait, he calls himself what? Mantis?
He calls himself Mantis Toboggan. M.D.
Mantis Toboggan.
When they do the Wade Boggs thing, and then he's like, I'm a doctor.
Mantis Toboggan.
I'm gonna need some duct tape, aspirin, flashlight, and 4 beers.
That Wade Boggs episode is genius. So good.
So I mean, I'm gonna cut this out. Sorry. But I just watched Lethal Weapon 1 and 2.
Lethal Weapon 1's all right.
The watching them makes those episodes of Always Sunny in Philadelphia so much funnier. So much funnier. It's unreal how close it is and how off it is at the same time. It's great.
Dude, Always Sunny is, oh my god.
Do you know that there's a 15-minute full version of Lethal Weapon 5? Like, they made a full, all-together movie with Artemis, the first one, not Lethal Weapon 6, where...
I haven't seen it, and I didn't know that, but doesn't surprise me that they have that.
And I started watching it, it's awesome. Because, like, there's more Charlie in it, like, talking, and it's so bad, but so funny. Oh, god.
Anyways.
We'll talk about it when it happens. We'll compare
it. I'll just say this. It doesn't sting as much, because you're still not over the death of Bobby Simone. That's all that, like, you know what I mean?
All right.
It's kind of like you have this like horrific death of like the one person you love in your life, and then like 4 days later, someone else you really care for dies. Like you're still in that hole. You're not gonna have as much of a reaction as you would have if it was a while later.
It's kind of like how the same day Prince died, so did China. And you're like, well, what did China?
Oh yeah, I forgot China died.
And everybody was like, hey, Prince died. And I was like, oh, really? That's crazy. I don't know him, but I know
when
that...
When Maria told me Prince died, I was like, what? She's like, yeah, Prince died. I was like, Prince who? Like, I was waiting for the name, like, Prince Harry or Prince Charles or whatever. And she's like, no, Prince. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, no way. Like, that sucks. And I'm not even a Prince fan. Like, I'm not a fan of his music. Like,
me
I'm
either.
Not a fan of Purple Rain, the song. I'm not a fan of, like, any of his shit. The only song I really know is Little Red Corvette or whatever he has, because we made a fun of it one time in Vegas, me and you, when we were younger.
Mm-hmm.
We changed the lyrics to like Little Red Buffet or something like
that. I think
that.
So.
That's the only thing I know.
We were Little Weird Owls.
Yeah. Little weirdos more than Weird Owls. But yeah, it did. Like, the only reason I'm sad that Prince died, like, when David Bowie died, like, that sucked. But I didn't feel that sad because he lived a pretty full life. He was, like, in his late 60s or uh-huh. whatever. But Prince hadn't even hit 50 yet. He had probably done a whole lot, but, like, he still had, like, a long, long time left to go.
Also, we're talking about death and stuff. Andy Williams from Every Time I Die, he got a lot of heat because he wrote on Twitter, "Goodbye, White Bowie, goodbye, Black Bowie. Rest in peace, Prince." And a lot of people were like, well, aren't you just fucking racist? And he was like, okay, apparently I can't say anything right. I mean, I respected Prince. I respected him as a guitar player and this and that. It was just...
Can I say something?
Uh-huh.
I'm not upset with the tweet because he called him Black Bowie. I'm upset because Prince deserves more than to be compared to Bowie. Prince is, you know what I mean?
Really? You think, like, Prince is better than Bowie?
I don't think he's better than Bowie, but I think he was as innovative.
Okay, I agree with that.
Some people think, Kirk, that he was the best guitar player, is the best guitar player we've ever seen.
Yeah, I've heard that and seen.
Did you hear the quote that Eric Clapton had?
No.
Someone came up to him and said, what's it like being the greatest guitar player in the world? And he said, I don't know, you have to go ask Prince that. I think like, and Prince, I'm not a fan of his music. He did whatever he wanted and he was good at it, man. So good for him. He's crazy as fuck.
Yeah, I watched Purple Rain.
In his own way.
I'll say this. I watched Purple Rain because the same thing happened with Alan Rickman. When I found out Prince died, I was like, you know what? I've never seen Purple Rain and I'm doing this movie thing. I'll just rent Purple Rain and I'll watch it because I have never seen it. I don't know what it's like. I didn't like the movie too much. I liked the music and I liked some of the characters and quotes, but I didn't like the movie as a whole. But what was really funny is I heard Prince died because somebody at work who doesn't work with us, he's a guy that works with our company, but he's not an official co-worker. He basically goes, hey, Prince died today. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, Prince died this morning. I was like, wow. And he goes, so did China. And I was like, okay. And he's like, yeah, I mean, one of them gave us, like, genre-defying music, and the other one, you know, took steroids and made porn with X-Pac.
And one of them, you know, redefined what it was to play the guitar, and the other one, you know, is named China.
but what was really funny is I
looked... But that sucked, though, because she got her shit together.
Towards the end?
Yeah, like, she got fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And she started doing porn, and she was like, things were like, I think she was going through a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I was reading and stuff, because when she passed, a lot of people started saying things. I guess she started turning her life around. She started to do better things with her life,
mm-hmm.
and like was coming around the WWE more, but more as just to like be an ambassador for the girls and stuff, and was like trying to do better. And then she just died, and that sucks. And then I read somewhere that Prince, someone said that Prince OD'd.
Yeah, they thought he did.
Opiates.
Uh-huh.
And so then he was flying home from Atlanta and he wasn't feeling good. He had like the flu, went to the hospital, and then the next day, like the next time we hear about it, he's dead. What if he's not dead? What if
he's lying?
Like, you know how he changed his name from the artist formerly known as Prince,
uh-huh.
from Prince to the artist formerly known as Prince to that symbol?
Uh-huh.
What if he like kills himself and it's like the rebirth of, and it's something else?
That would be stupid. What if
he does something so weird like that?
He's the Andy Kaufman of musicians. He just does something absolutely insane. Also, Doris Roberts died. A lot of people died.
Yeah, that was sad, dude. She killed it on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah. I mean, you could have problems with that show, but you really can't have a problem with her or the guy that played her husband. I can't remember his name.
What problems do you have with Everybody Loves Raymond?
Well, Everybody Loves Raymond, I mean, it's a little by the book. It's not very... Some of it
is funnier than Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, that's true.
There's fucking jokes in there.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna cut that out and make it a mini episode of Astro Brothers Podcast. But
okay,
in the meantime,
while we're doing that, then if you're gonna do that, I have another question I wanted to ask you.
Mm-hmm. Was it in regards to people dying? China, Prince, Doris Roberts. Also, two people died and they don't have last names. Prince and China.
Well, they do have last names, just not by what we know.
I know her name is Lol or something. Like Janine.
Lori.
Lori Lawler?
Her name's like Lori something.
I don't know. So I
think her name's Hugh Laurie, and she was on House.
Uh-huh. she was also in the live-action 101 Dalmatians. A lot of people don't know that about Miss Hugh Laurie. She's in many...
Wait, for real? House was in the live-action 101 Dalmatians?
He was one of Cruella de Vil's henchmen.
Get out.
Yeah, he killed it, too. Also... I think he was in something else that like boggles everybody's mind.
Wasn't he in that Mouse movie?
Mouse movie. He was in Stuart Little.
Yes, that's the one.
He was also a cop, and I can't remember what movie it was, but he just shows up and he plays like a cop that's on the tail of the protagonist, and he's like not letting up, but it's really good. Hugh Laurie kills it. Watch Hugh Laurie movies before he dies.
Oh, he's British. He's got a while. They got a better healthcare system than we do.
That's why Michael Caine's still kicking. That dude's fucking old.
Michael Caine's the shit. Anyways, I forgot what I was going to ask you. If I remember it, I'll call you and we'll do it real quick and you can edit it to it.
Okay. I'm going to record it.
So where did we leave off in the episode? Oh, the ribs thing.